Well, 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 good morning on a beautiful sunny day. I know, you're thinking the same thing. Where was this 24 hours ago?
Oh.
Well, folks, we'll talk about that maybe a little later on. Oh, we were in the bad luck zone. What do you call it? Welcome to Let's Talk for a Tuesday morning. Scott Giese with you. The Ironhead Jeff Byers will join us a little bit later on. If you're tuning in, you're thinking, man, this is weird. We're on a different schedule this week. Again, our program Let's Talk is just an hour for the rest of the week because our friend, Penn State legend, LeVar Arrington, is actually in town this week, and he is doing his Fox Sports program, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. This week, he's doing it from, well, here, all right, our neighborhood. And so normally, we don't carry the third hour of the Two Pros. This week, since LeVar's in town, we decided, all right, we're going to carry the third hour this time, and then we'll go back to our normal two-hour schedule on Monday of next week. So if you're wondering, like, what's going on? They've changed only for this week. It's blue-white week, right? It's blue-white week. So we will have some fun with LeVar for the rest of the week, going just an hour from 9 to 10 tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So keep that in mind just for the future reference. We will have some open line time later on. Of course, plenty to talk about in the course of an hour. But we do have some guests also coming up this week. And right now we want to introduce our guest that we had scheduled for today. It's Sean Stevens from the group FIRE, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And Sean, first off, good morning and thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, folks, if you're a longtime listener, in other words, since last summer, all right, Sean has been on our program before back in... Sean, I forgot to look. It's actually like late September, early October, I think we had you on. And
yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, back then, you folks, your group FIRE, had just come out with a college university free speech rankings, which, of course, we have a certain little school not too far from us, kind of big. And so we were talking about that. We want to do a kind of a follow-up on that a little bit later on to see, you know, a lot of things have changed since like last October. So we'll get onto that in a little bit. First off, Sean, for folks who didn't hear you back in the fall, let's start with some background. Tell us something about yourself. You know, what sorts of things do you do? Tell us about your group FIRE, which I know you're based in Philadelphia. Tell us about the organization and what you do.
All right, so I'm the chief research advisor at FIRE. I have a PhD in social psychology. My expertise is in moral psychology, political psychology, and survey scale development, survey methodology. And so the main thing I'm in charge of at FIRE is the college free speech rankings, as you mentioned, but I pretty much am involved in all of our various different research projects in one capacity or another. And then FIRE is a nonprofit organization, nonpartisan. We've been around for about 25 years now. Originally started as the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. And I guess the easiest way to describe what originally FIRE's mission was very effectively kind of an ACLU for college campuses, where we would, with largely legal organization, you know, more than half of our staff are attorneys in one capacity or another, and they would help defend student and faculty rights on campus when the administration or, you know, state, local or state governments tried to infringe on them. And then a few years ago, we expanded our mission to basically move off campus. So that's when we changed our name to Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. We're a leading First Amendment organization. We offer pro bono legal defense for people whose First Amendment rights have been violated. We also, as kind of I've mentioned, research things that both... Basically, why people are opposed to free speech, how we can promote it, and kind of get a pulse on the culture of free speech on campuses and in the country in general.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the name change, because you mentioned that when we talked to you back in the fall, that it's still FIRE, but the letters mean something different now. So, I mean, can we say you've sort of expanded what you want to do and want to cover?
Yeah, we've expanded our mission, so we still obviously have a big focus on campuses, but now we also defend First Amendment rights off campus. So that means, you know, general public, K through 12, all things like that.
Now, the reason I reached out to you recently is, I mean, first off, interesting topics here, but you folks, I guess, are involved in a debate which is coming up on Thursday down in Texas. And I saw a promotion for this debate on a media outlet, and I saw Fire listed. I'm like, oh, okay, I know those folks. What's going on? Give us the who, what, where, when, why, how of what's going on with this debate on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, so we're sponsoring the debate, and it's, as you mentioned, it's a debate over immigration. It's titled "Should the United States Shut Its Borders?" And we obviously we have a pro side and a con side. So the argument in favor of shutting the borders is going to be made by Ann Coulter and Sohrab Ahmari, and then the argument against that will be made by Nick Gillespie and Cenk Uygar. And it's at the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Texas, and the discussion will be moderated by Barry Weiss. So we're sponsoring the event, but putting it on with the free press, like Barry Weiss's media outlet.
Well, I'm on the mailing list for the free press, so that's where I saw this. And I tell you what, I'd love to get Barry Weiss on this show sometime because she's got an interesting, I guess, a history and what she's trying to do now with her particular media outlet and so on. So how did Fire get involved with this?
Oh, so we've previously sponsored at least one or two other events with Free Press. As you mentioned, Barry Weiss has been kind of very active in both, even before kind of the whole Harper's letter and things like that and her leaving the New York Times, she was involved in kind of the efforts on campus to promote intellectual diversity. She spoke at Heterodox Academy's first conference back in 2017. That's Jonathan Haidt's a nonprofit founded by Jonathan Haidt and a few other professors. Fire's like, you know, we loosely collaborate with them in a number of ways since John and Greg wrote Coddling the American Mind together. I think that's largely how this partnership has come together is there's just shared interest in the value of free speech, free expression, and promote not just defending it, but promoting it and promoting a culture of it.
Now, Sean, is there any way, can people watch this, or is this just for people who go to the event in Dallas? They're the only people who can see it. Is there some way people like me, you know, we can watch this from afar?
Yeah. So the other event we put on with the Free Press was Has a Sexual Revolution Failed? It was a debate held back in October, probably right around when we spoke last. So there is a video available of that. So I think that went up after the debate actually occurred. But yes, I would imagine some kind of footage will be made available either while it's going on or shortly afterwards.
All right. So, folks, if you're interested, probably not live, but do a little searching for recorded material after this event Thursday night, and you can check out what they talked about. Now, Sean, this is being billed as a debate. Now, I'm just curious. This is Scott. I'm kind of old school. I'm not a fan of especially recent presidential debates where people are in the audience cheering and booing and all this other baloney.
Yeah.
How is this so-called debate going to work exactly? We've got two people on either side. How's it going to work?
So the way a lot of these have worked in the past, we've only done one with the Free Press, but a common style done is kind of an Oxford-style debate where, you know, before the debate occurs, you poll the audience and you effectively see where people are at. And it might not be the most sophisticated question. It'll probably be fairly binary. Are you for shutting the borders or not? And then there'll be the discussion, and then there would be another vote. I'm not entirely sure if that's exactly what they're going to do at this debate. But that would be one way to have it. Having been at kind of a number of these kind of style of events that Fire has sponsored in the past, whether it's with the Free Press or not, that generally is effectively how it works. And the moderator does you know, basically it tries to give equal time to both sides. I haven't been at one of these where there's generally been a lot of heckling or booing or anything like it. It doesn't resemble a presidential debate in my experience.
Good.
I would say. And I do think the conversations do get pretty in depth and it should be good and should be entertaining. And I would encourage your viewers and anyone interested watch the prior debate that was put on to get a sense of what this one might look like.
All right, good. I mean, one man's opinion, Sean, and for the audience, presidential debates, that's not a debate. It's more like a circus. And I'm thinking, why am I tuning in to watch a circus? Now, earlier you mentioned the names of the people, two people on each side for this debate. I recognized immediately two of the four names. Can you give us a little background on these two people on either side? Like, who are they? You know, where they come from, maybe, and why are they arguing their side of this debate?
All right, so Nick Gillespie is one of the main editors of Reason Magazine. I guess probably the closest thing you get to like a mainstream libertarian news outlet. In effect, I wouldn't even necessarily call it mainstream, but maybe the closest you're going to get to something like that, because Reason Magazine has been around since the Reason Foundation has been around at least since the 1960s. So he's going to have kind of a very libertarianish perspective, which is immigration is good. We don't want to close the borders because we want to encourage, new people to come here, work, assimilate into the country, etc. His debate partner, Cenk Uygar, was a co-founder of the Young Turks. So that's a progressive commentary program. So they're going to argue. They're basically going to argue for not closing the borders. I don't necessarily think they would. I don't think either of them is going to argue for like totally open borders per se. But they're going to argue against closing them. Whereas in contrast, you have Ann Coulter, well-known conservative media pundit, columnist, author, who's views on immigration have been very clear for decades. She's going to staunchly argue to close the border. And Sohrab Omari is an Iranian American columnist, editor and author, contributing editor of the Catholic Herald, and he writes for First Things. So basically you have the conservative side, Coulter and Omari, and then you have, I wouldn't say the progressive side, but you have like the more classical liberal side, probably in Gillespie and Uygar.
All right. Well, I got to ask, Sean, do you by chance have a leaning on this one? I mean, either side of this particular debate?
Yeah, I think this is like a very, very complicated issue. I wouldn't say close the borders entirely, but the situation on the border currently and what's been going on over the last handful of years isn't really tenable. I think there's certainly plenty of people coming here seeking work, seeking a better life, etc., reasonably also requesting asylum because of the state of affairs in their country. But I also think there's plenty of people that just, statistically, there's also going to be people that aren't doing that.
Now, I tell you, Sean, I was reading a piece the other day about the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Now, that's Abraham Lincoln and yep. Stephen Douglas. Now, this is 1858 mm-hmm. when those two men were running for Senate. Now, yep. Lincoln lost, all right, Douglas won, but they had a series of rather famous debates. And I'd like to see more of those, again, without all the cheering and booing and stuff like that. Could this, all right, you got this event Thursday night, could this become a series? I mean, not just during an election year, but maybe anytime. Is this something that you guys or somebody could continue to do? Because I think it would really add to public discourse if we kind of got back to good old-fashioned debates. Is that possible?
I think so, and I'll point out there are ongoing efforts at doing this already. The Reason Foundation works with some groups in New York City, and they will periodically put on these Oxford-style debates over current event topics. They've been doing that for a number of years now. This is the second one we've sponsored with the Free Press in the last 6 months or so. So I don't see why that couldn't continue if these do well, which I think the first one obviously did because we're doing another one. So I do think this is something that can be done on a larger scale, and with technology that we have today and the ability to stream things, whether it's live or showing recordings of it afterwards, I mean, there's the potential to reach a lot of people and expose them to a debate and not a circus, as you said a few times.